We learn more about you when you write us, so let's go to your letters. Last week, we aired a commentary by Chenjerai Kumanyika on the whiteness of public radio voices. He related his own experience writing a script at a public radio workshop.
Here he is in his usual voice.
Without being directly told, people like me learn that our way of speaking isn't professional, and you start to imitate the standard or even hide the distinctive features of your own voice.
And here's his first attempt at a public radio piece.
For John, losing a fish is no small thing, because John is a fisherman with a capital F.
He took another go at it in the way he talked to a friend.
You see, what you might not understand is that for John, losing a fish is no small thing. John is a real fisherman. I mean, this guy's caught hundreds of fish in his lifetime.
This all led to a lively Twitter discussion and letters like this one.
Arthur Price of New York writes, "Should we also have reporters with thick Brooklyn accents or Southern, Western, or Italian accents? I'm sure those reporters would feel more comfortable if they spoke the way they do at home and could throw in their cultural slang words as well. But do listeners really want to hear that in a news show? Mild accents, sure. But beyond that, I think it would turn off more people than it would attract."
Jenna Christian of Houston was among the many listeners who thanked Chenjerai for broaching the topic. She writes, "Hopefully it will get people to think a bit more about how the privileging of certain forms of language and the erasure of others can and does send a message about whose voices, not to mention experiences, cultures, communities, that space is for."
Keep your voice in the conversation. You can always let us know what you think by going to npr.org. Click on Contact at the bottom, the very bottom of the page.